Welcome to episode 22 of the 3AM Fear podcast. In the small town of Key West, Florida, there's a house that locals dare not enter. It's a modest-looking home with a white picket fence and a welcoming porch. But it's what's inside that keeps people away. For within those walls lives a doll unlike any other. A doll with a dark past that has plagued generations. They call him Robert, and he's not your average plaything. His beady eyes seem to follow you around the room, and his painted-on smile appears to twist and contort when no one is looking. But it's not just his unsettling appearance that strikes fear into the hearts of those who encounter him. Legend has it that Robert is possessed by an evil spirit, one that delights in tormenting and manipulating anyone who dares to cross his path. Many have claimed to hear his giggling whispers in the dead of the night, or feel his icy fingers brushing against their skin. As the stories surrounding Robert continue to spread, some speculate that he is the cause of the town's many misfortunes, from crop failures to broken relationships to sudden deaths. But despite the mounting evidence, Robert remains in his home, waiting for his next unsuspecting victim. Hello, and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website, 3amfear.com. Let's get started. Have you ever felt like something or someone was watching you, or that an inanimate object had moved slightly as if it had come to life? Many of us have experienced this eerie feeling at some point in our lives. Today, we are going to talk about one such object, Robert the doll. Robert is a small doll in a sailor suit with a vaguely human face. His nose looks like a pair of pinholes, and he has black, beady eyes and a wicked smirk. He spends his days clutching onto his own toy, staring at those around him. But don't let his innocent appearance fool you, because behind his blank eyes lies pure evil. Over the years, Robert has been blamed for causing car accidents, job losses, divorces, and many other misfortunes. This is a story that needs to be told. You might be familiar with the movie Child's Play, which features a similar scary doll called Chucky. In that film, a young boy receives a good guy doll that seems normal at first, but soon reveals its true sinister nature. But Chucky is not based on Robert the doll. That's a story for another day. In this episode, we will dig into the history of Robert and tell you where you can find him today. Yes, you heard it right. You can actually go and visit this doll. But be warned. Haunted dolls can be incredibly creepy. According to the legend, Robert has supernatural abilities that allow him to move, change his facial expressions, and even make giggling sounds. So grab yourself a hot cup of coffee or a cold drink, settle in, and let's dive into the strange and terrifying story of Robert the Doll. The story takes place in early 1900s with a young boy named Robert Eugene Otto. Born on 25th October 1900, Robert went by the nickname Gene. He came from a very prominent southern family and was the youngest child of Thomas and Minnie Otto. Thomas was a third-generation doctor, and Minnie's parents were both Bahamian English. This means she was born in the Bahamas, but her parents are of British descent. Jean's older sister was born in 1892, and his older brothers, Joseph and Thomas, were born in 1895 and 1897. By this time, his family was well off and they had moved into a beautiful Victorian mansion at 534 Eaton Street in Key West, Florida. The house was known as the Artist House. The family had a large household staff, including a nursemaid originally from the Bahamas. She took care of the family and catered to the children. When Jean was just 4 years old, he received a large cloth doll holding a lion as a present. He named the doll Robert after himself. The doll was a life-size, 3-foot-tall figure dressed in a sailor's costume. It had a very scary and sinister appearance with seams on its face that made it look almost alive. I will be referencing Chucky from Child's Play a bit here because even though the director said that they are not connected, the stories just seem too similar. I mean, there's a young boy who receives a doll, the doll is haunted. When it came to looks, Robert was scary as hell in real life. The story of how Robert came into Jean's life is highly debated, and there are two most popular versions, both of which I will be referencing here in this podcast. It is said that Jean's grandfather, Dr. Joseph Otto, purchased the doll while on a trip to Germany. The doll was created by Richard Stief, a popular German designer who helped create the first teddy bear. Now, this doll was not intended to be sold as a toy, but rather used in a window display of clowns and gestures. By the time Jean received the doll, it had lost its original bright colors and had become a flat, pale yellow color. Robert was made of fabric and stuffed with a type of wood wool made from slivers of logs called excelsior. The seams on Robert's face gave him a very scary and sinister look. Soon after receiving the doll, Jean got weirdly attached to it. This was the start of something dark. His parents thought that this could be his favorite doll, and that's why he was spending so much time with it. After all, the boy was just 10 years old. As Jean's attachment to the doll increased, he started bringing Robert with him to the dining table. He would fake feed the doll and sometimes even take Robert to school to play with him. He would talk to Robert for hours. It was as if Robert was his best friend, someone that he could not live without. As said, his parents did not think much about it. They thought he was attached to Robert, it was a doll, he was a kid, they didn't think anything about it. So here I want to add a little bit about another haunted doll that I covered in this podcast, Annabelle. We know the Conjuring universe, the Annabelle movies, and the story of the real doll. If you haven't listened to the story of the real Annabelle doll, then please check it out. I'll link it in the description. It's a very good story and it's a lot different from what's shown in the movies. To give a gist of it all, the movie portrays Annabelle as a porcelain doll. A very scary porcelain doll. But the real Annabelle was actually a Raggedy Ann doll. Someone that looked very cute and completely harmless, but was equally capable of something very scary. The doll, similar to Robert, was gifted to someone, and we can imagine what happened after that. Once again, do check out the Annabelle episode, I'll link it in the description. Quite like what happened with Annabelle, Robert was also a nice little doll that was gifted to a boy. The family ended up giving their Tourette room to Robert. Now, if you don't know what a Tourette room is, The turret room is a unique architectural feature commonly found in castles. The design is similar to that of a tower on top of the house with windows all around. The family put in furniture and toys for Robert, and for quite some time, everything was great. Things started to get a little weird as years passed. No one thought anything about it first, but as Jean started to grow older, he still wouldn't get rid of the doll. No one noticed it at first, but as Jean started getting older, and by that I mean 12 to 13 years, he wouldn't get rid of the doll. Now we all know how 13-year-olds are. Not a lot of them prefer playing with their dolls, especially dolls that were given to them when they were 4 years old. They may keep a few of their dolls, but they wouldn't play with them all the time as they would when they were 4 years old. But Jean's attachment towards Robert had not yet changed. And this started to scare his parents. When the time came for Jean, he refused to give up the doll. He would still play with it, and by play, I don't mean just spend some time with the doll. He would still feed the doll, carry the doll everywhere, even sleep with the doll. And this started to scare his parents. To make things worse, when Jean's parents once walked past his room, they actually heard him talking to the doll. And it sounded scary. And this was not the first time that they heard him talk to Robert. In fact, Jean would take Robert with him wherever he went. If he went for a bath, he would take Robert with him to the bathroom. And the scariest part of all was that his parents actually heard a voice talking back to Jean. And this voice, they believed, was of Robert. Now, they didn't come to this conclusion all on their own at first. In the beginning, his parents thought that maybe Jean was trying to make up a different voice, acting as if Robert was talking back to him. Their suspicion turned into reality when one fine day, Jean's father peeked into the room and he heard this mysterious voice. He didn't quite see Robert's mouth moving, but he didn't see Jean's mouth moving either. But there were voices, and someone or something was replying to Jean. He also realized that this voice had so much depth that it was impossible for a 13-year-old boy to make that kind of noise. One night, when Jean was 10 years old, things started getting even scarier for the family. His mother heard him screaming in his room in the middle of the night. She raced over and tried to open his door, but it was locked. Jean kept screaming for help and she struggled to open the door, yelling at him to open it from the inside. But he didn't. On the other side of the door, Jean was absolutely frozen in fear. He kept waiting for his mother to come in and save him. And when she finally did manage to jimmy open the door, she found the entire room ransacked and a poor Jean shaking with fear. His toys and books were all over the place. And when she asked him what had happened, as his hand raised up to point at Robert, they found the doll staring at them with its cold, deep eyes. Jean said that he was sleeping when he suddenly woke up to Robert staring at him. Then things started to fly around, and that's when he started crying out for help. As Jean continued to narrate his story, his mother was not convinced. She asked him over and over again, "Who was it? Who was it that created this mess?" Jean replied by saying, "Robert did it. she managed to calm him down for the night. But this was just the beginning. After this incident, things started to go off the rails. Things started happening in the house that could not be explained. Robert would move around the house on his own. If he was left in one room, he would later be found in the next. And in all this, Jean kept promising to his parents that it was not he who moved the doll. At one point, when Jean left Robert in his room, he came back to find him sitting on the rocking chair, looking out on the street below. Jean's father had enough, and he decided this was it. He did not want that doll with his son. Robert had to go. So one night, when Jean was all ready to carry out his routine, go to bed with Robert, his father stopped him and said, "You can't sleep with this doll. If you go to sleep with the doll, you're going to end up as dirty as him." He was hoping that with these words, Jean would slowly start to detach himself from the doll. He knew that going up front and asking his son to give up his favorite doll would not work. So he thought doing this one step at a time would be a good idea. To make sure that Jean did not protest much, he suggested placing the doll on a chair in the room, but just not too close to Jean. To his surprise, Jean agreed. As per the agreement, the doll was placed on a chair near the bed and was placed in such a position that it was directly looking at Jean. It was late in the night, or early in the morning, if you would call it. At around 4 a.m., suddenly, there was a noise coming from Jean's room. It was Jean, screaming and crying. When his parents walked into his room, they saw furniture thrown all around. His stuff was all over the place. And Robert was coincidentally sitting in the corner of the room, completely intact, as if no one had touched him. His parents did not give it a second thought, especially when Jean said that Robert had done it. They knew that this was not something that Jean had done, but they were not ready to believe that a doll was capable of these things. If you think that was not scary enough, there were various scratches that started to show up on the walls. Things were broken, and when Jean was asked, every single time he would say, "Robert did it." But how could his parents believe that? How could any parent believe that a doll was capable of something? With time, his parents got so frustrated that they realized Jean was just too attached to this doll. And that no matter what happened, Jean would always say that Robert did it. And this was as if he was talking about a real person. And so they decided that enough was enough. This attachment was getting too much. Robert had to go. Now, Jean was not the only one who heard Robert. Once, a plumber who had been hired to make repairs around the home claimed to hear children's laughter, although at that time no one was at home, not even Jean. When he looked around the room, he noticed that Robert had moved from one window to another, seemingly on his own. The plumber swore that the objects that had been placed on Robert's lap ended up on the other side of the room as if Robert had just picked them up and threw them. When Jean's aunt came for a visit, she realized something was wrong. In fact, she even told Thomas and Minnie about Robert and the fact that she was certain he was possessed. When Minnie heard about this, she took the mention of voodoo and evil very seriously. She even insisted that they do something about the doll, and she was afraid that if they simply threw the doll away, something bad might happen to their family. What if the doll came back? Or what if the spirit came back? In order to save his family, Thomas locked Robert in the Tourette room so that no one would be able to play with him again. Jean's aunt later died under mysterious circumstances, and no one knows how to this day. Jean's parents never saw or experienced Robert doing anything, but they believed that if they locked the doll away, all their problems could be solved. Now, Robert was not any less of a doll. He was haunted. The family often heard a lot of commotion going on in the Tourette room. Even though they knew that no one was there upstairs, they could still hear voices. Whenever they had guests over, these guests would complain about noises coming from the Tourette room. They would complain about screaming and heavy footsteps, as if someone was there just to trouble them. It was as if even though Robert was not there with the family, he was there troubling them, reminding them that he was a part of this family. And even if he was locked away, he was not going to be quiet. Robert's attempts went unanswered. The family never went upstairs. To make matters worse, neighbors would frequently say that they could see Robert move from the Tourette room window. So now coming to the history of Robert. As I said, Robert originally belonged to Robert Jean Otto, who was a popular artist. As I said, the doll was reportedly manufactured by the Stief Company of Germany and was purchased by Robert's grandfather while he was on a trip in 1904. The doll was given to Otto as a birthday gift. That is the most popular story that's circulating on how Robert came into Jean's life. But there is another story. Some versions of the legend claim that a young girl of Bohemian descent gave this doll to Robert as a gift or as a retaliation for the wrongdoing. As per the story, it is said that the family servants were not treated well and Minnie was not at all kind to them. In fact, she was said to be a very strict person when it comes to practicing religion or dark magic. So one fine day, when she caught this small group of people performing what she believed was black magic, she freaked out and fired them. The Bohemian nursemaid who cared for the boy was very angry. In order to get revenge on her mistress, she dressed a large cloth doll from Germany in a sailor's outfit that Jean had outgrown and gifted it to him. This was not before she cursed the doll to draw out an evil spirit. She then sewed a lock of Jean's hair into the doll to make sure that the boy bonded with it. Now these are the two most popular theories, one that say that Robert was gifted by his grandfather and one that says that Robert was gifted by a nursemaid. Which of these are true, we would never know. Some other stories claim that the doll moved voodoo figurines around the room. Still other legends say that the doll vanished after the house ownership changed several times. Now, which of these are true, we would never know. One thing is for certain, wherever Robert goes, accidents, unfortunate incidents, and bad luck follows. The doll has over the years caused accidents, divorces, job losses, and misfortunes. The very ownership of this doll is equivalent to bringing bad luck into your life. It is said that after the doll entered the Otto family, misfortunes followed. The family's reputation in the society decreased and they were losing money. Because of this one reason, no one wanted to be associated with this family. Jean grew up and ended up getting married and moved out of his home. His parents, however, remained in his same old home. And no, they were not alone. Robert was still there with them, locked up in a Tourette room. Jean's father passed away on May 31, 1917, at the young age of 52 years. His death was a huge blow to the family and his community. Thomas was much more than just a father and a husband. He was a philanthropist who donated to several charities and causes in the country. When the United States joined World War I, Jean's brothers both served in the military. However, Jean didn't. He joined an independent art school in New York and traveled overseas to Paris. While there, he met a beautiful girl, Annette Parker, whom he married on May 3, 1930, and decided to settle down for a nice, quiet, beautiful future. Annette, who went by the name Anne, was originally from Boston and was an accomplished jazz pianist. After marriage, they moved to New York for several years, where Jean focused on his art, while Annette performed at the legendary Rainbow Room at the Rockefeller Center. In the late summer of 1945, Jean and his siblings were called home along with their uncle Henry. His mother was sick and was on her deathbed. On the evening of September 14, 1945, surrounded with her four beautiful children, Minnie passed away at the age of 77. Her funeral was held the following Tuesday, and the siblings stayed in to make all the arrangements and help out the family. By this time, Jean's brothers had found success in their own fields. Thomas served as a lieutenant colonel in the Army Air Corps and then became a surgeon. He married a well-known pilot named Marjorie. Judge Joseph Otto served in the American Expeditionary Force as an officer in the Machine Gun Battalion and was appointed to the circuit bench of Monroe County by the governor. They were both married with kids and had prominent careers. Jean's sister and her husband were happily married, and neither of the other children were interested in moving back to the house. Now, Jean was also happily married, but he was an artist, so he didn't have to go to office. He could work from anywhere. So out of all the children, it made sense that Jean would move back to his old house. And so he and his wife decided to move into his childhood home. Now, Anne was not very happy about it, but it was her husband's house, and so she decided that for his happiness, she would do this. Once he moved back into the house, it was as if Robert took hold of his mind. Jean became obsessed with the doll, just as he had when he was a child. He got the doll from the Tourette room and happily introduced Robert to Anne as if he was talking about some long-lost friend. It had been several years since Jean had spoken to the doll, and now that he had Robert, it was as if they were never separated. Anne wasn't very happy to see Robert. It wasn't that the doll was giving her some creepy vibes. It was just that it's a little weird seeing your mature husband playing with a doll as if he were a 10-year-old kid. In addition to that, as mentioned before, the doll was not a toy for children. It was just a window display object, and it was already scary by the time it reached Robert when he was young. So imagine how the doll would have looked now after years of being locked up in a room. It gave out some really creepy vibes. Anne loved her husband, and so she did not mention it to Jean, hoping that this was a one-time thing. You know the feeling of excitement when you find something from your childhood, you're overexcited, you just want to go and show it off, tell it to your husband, your wife, that look at this, this is what I used to play with. And then after a few minutes or few days, it just wears off, and then you're back to your normal life. Well, Anne thought that maybe this was what's happening with Jean. He's just overexcited, he saw something from his past, and he was reconnecting with it. And this would fade off. But unfortunately, it didn't. In fact, as time passed, Jean started to develop his old attachment with the doll. He started to transform into this 10-year-old boy that he once was. The same cycle repeated. Jean would have Robert sit with him during meals, he would have him near him while he was painting murals or anything that he was doing. The doll was always there, watching him, looking at him, just sitting there and staring at him. This of course scared Anne, but Jean was unaffected. Similar to what his father had experienced, Anne started hearing voices. She would be walking around the house, minding her own business, when she would suddenly hear this giggle coming from the other room. At first she thought that it was Jean who was laughing about something. But as she slowly walked into the room, she found Robert sitting there, staring at her. Things got worse when one fine day, Jean asked Anne if Robert could sleep with them. She freaked out and immediately said, "No." Jean continued to explain that Robert was all alone in this chair and that he just wanted a little space in that bed with them. Now, I have to tell you that Robert was no longer in the Tourette room. Jean had successfully brought Robert down and he was there back in his old space, sitting on the chair and staring at this couple the whole night. So imagine how scared Anne must be. Imagine waking up in the middle of the night, turning around just to see the scary doll staring at you as if it was watching you, watching your every move. The place that Robert was in now was the exact spot where his father had placed him when he wanted to detach the doll from Jean. Now Anne was against this. In fact, when Robert started sleeping in the room, she started getting nightmares. And she could not explain this to her husband. She could not tell him what was happening to her, because Jean would never agree. She would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, and the first thing that she saw was Robert staring at her. Throughout his life, the doll never spoke in front of anyone, all except for the voices that Jean's father and Anne heard. But these two never saw Robert's lips moving. Although the doll never seemed to openly move or speak or do anything, it still caused tremendous fear and chaos in the house. Anne tried talking to Jean, making him understand that the doll was just making things worse for them, that their family life was in jeopardy. She could not have one peaceful night of sleep with the doll there staring at her. She was worried that the doll was creating more chaos in her life than she could handle. She begged Jean to keep the doll back in its own place. Over time, their relationship started to crumble, all because of the doll. Jean was so obsessed with Robert that there was nothing else that he could think about. He would constantly look at Robert, play with Robert, talk about Robert. It was all Robert, Robert, Robert. Now, to understand the extent of Jean's obsession with Robert, we have to know that Jean took this doll everywhere with him. If he went on a romantic date with his wife, the doll was there, in the restaurant. Anne's anger caused Jean to be frustrated. He could not for the life of him understand why his wife hated that doll so much. After all, Robert was just a doll. He wasn't doing anything. What harm could he have caused her? This caused a huge fight between the couple, which ended in Anne saying, "You are a 32-year-old man. It's not like you're a kid anymore. Why are you playing with this doll?" Such disagreements would take place on a daily basis, and this caused a huge strain in their marriage. Jean started developing uncontrollable mood swings. Sometimes he would be extremely happy, and the very next minute he would get angry and start throwing things around. there was no saying how he would react to a certain thing or a situation. At one point, he even started throwing things and screaming at his wife for no apparent reason. If this was not enough, Gene started physically abusing Anne on multiple occasions. He would hit her in fits of rage, and when things went overboard and there was no option left, the couple decided to split. Remember that this was the 1950s, and divorce was not something that was acceptable in the society. So no matter how unhappy Anne was, she could not leave her husband. All she could do was stay in this loveless, unhappy marriage until her husband passed away. She stopped playing the piano, which she loved the most, and tried to focus on her marriage. She hoped that if Robert was gone, then maybe her husband would return to his old self. She begged him on multiple occasions, "Please keep the doll back in its own place." After several failed attempts, Jean agreed and put the doll back in the Tourette room. For a short while, everything seemed to be fine. Anne was once again able to have a nice life with a loving husband. The spell that apparently Robert had cast on her husband was gone. It was broken. But Robert did not like being locked away. He would rebel whenever Jean and Anne would have guests over. He would make loud noises and scare off anyone who tried to enter their house. Whenever this would happen, Jean would run off to the room to check up on Robert. But the doll would be lying still, as if nothing had happened. Eventually, in 1974, Jean passed away at the age of 73. He was buried in the Otto family plot along with his parents and some family pets. After his death, Anne wanted to regain some of her sanity, and she believed that this could only happen if Robert was removed from the house. She wasn't too happy on throwing the doll away because she knew how much it meant to her husband. In fact, before Jean died, he handed over the doll to Anne and asked her to take care of it. No matter how much Anne hated Robert, she believed that this was what her husband wanted. So instead of discarding this doll, she locked him in the cedar chest and shoved it in the Tourette room and then sold the house and left. This was a smart move for her, but unfortunately, not for the next family. She passed away a few years later in January of 1979 at the age of 76. A woman named Myrtle purchased the artist's house and became Robert's new caretaker. Her daughter found the doll with Anne's furniture and possessions that she had left behind. The little girl was excited and she felt an instant connection to the doll, the very same connection that Jean once felt. She brought the doll with her to eat, play, almost everywhere she went, the doll went with her. This was exactly what had happened with Jean. But shortly after she found him, she started having terrible nightmares. She would wake up in the middle of the night, screaming in fear. At first, Myrtle was unsure of what was happening. She thought that someone broke into the house and her daughter saw, and that's why all the screaming was taking place. But there didn't seem to be any sign of break-in. There was nothing happening. Upon running into her daughter's room, she found her on the bed, shaking and staring at the doll. Her daughter explained that Robert could move by himself and that she woke up finding him running around the room. Her mother, of course, did not believe her. She thought that this could be one of her nightmares. Now, regarding the mess in the room, yes, there was mess in the room. She blamed her daughter for it. And no matter how hard the girl tried to explain to her mother that it was not her who created this mess, her mother just wouldn't believe. Soon after, the family started having bizarre accidents, something that they could not explain. They dropped things on their feet or tripped the stairs. Pictures fell from the walls for no reason, and the count went on. Every time something happened, the doll was close by. The doll was giving off chaotic energy that everyone could feel. And people would always say that the doll had some kind of a presence. A pure evil presence. If any guests came to their home, the doll would make thumping noises and scare them off. These noises were nothing compared to the evil laughter and footsteps that they would constantly hear in their house. The last straw, though, was when the doll attacked the family dog. They found the dog struggling to breathe with a cord wrapped around its neck. After this, they decided on putting Robert in the trunk with some of their old things. Myrtle moved to a new home, but surprisingly took Robert with her, locked in his box. She said that she felt some kind of a strange connection with him. She lived with the doll for 20 years before moving into this new home. She claimed that he moved around the house on his own and was haunted. When she left this house, she donated the doll to the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. The doll resides there to this day. The doll is locked up in a glass box in the bottom of the basement. When the doll was initially accepted, the museum personnel did not believe that it was dangerous or it was haunted. They assumed that these were just stories. Stories that have been passed down from generation to generation. But of course, that's not the case. Almost immediately after Robert entered the museum, employees reported strange things happening to them. If that's not all, when the story about the haunted doll circulated, people from far and wide came to see the doll. Those who visited the doll mentioned the eerie experience that they had. Similar to what happened with Annabelle, there have been a lot of people who have made jokes or banged onto the glass cage asking Robert to do something, to move. The glass case is surrounded with a bunch of letters from people asking Robert for apologies, for forgiveness. People have been begging Robert to forgive them for their sins. People have even come from far and wide bringing offerings, gifts, candies, anything that they could find which they think would make Robert happy. Because people believe that if Robert was not happy with them, bad things would happen. Towards the end of this episode, I will be reading out a few of the letters that have been written to Robert. Currently, Robert resides in the glass case and is not let out to this day. If you wish to visit the doll, you can do so. As of 2023, Robert is 118 years old. And is still playing games behind the glass box. There have been many reports of workers and other visitors who have said to have seen Robert physically moving inside the box. Initially, people thought that maybe it was a draft of wind that caused the doll to move. But Robert was locked up in a basement inside a glass box where no wind can enter. Completely sealed off. So how can the doll move? Corey Convertito is the museum's curator, and she says that she finds herself going through thousands of gifts and letters written to Robert every year. She also controls his social media presence, which is regularly updated in the voice of Robert. Corey is also given the responsibility of completing Robert's yearly checkup, whereby he is examined and weighed to make sure that the humid Florida weather is not affecting his wood wool stuffing. Now, Robert, as you know, is not a doll, is not just any other doll. He was created as a window display figure, so his stuffing and the stuffing of a normal doll are completely different. Speaking about the haunted stories around Robert, Corey in an interview with Times Now News said, quote, "I don't know. I really don't. I've never had a bad experience with him. I've never felt uncomfortable. It's always been a very basic relationship, and I have a job to do, and I go and do it. And whether there's something to it or not, he just allows me to get on with my job." End quote. Along with being a social media star, Robert is also a modern celebrity. The doll has appeared in several movies and TV shows. In fact, in 2019, Robert had his aura photographed. Over a period of time, several guests, including ghost hunters, have visited Robert, hoping to get some expression out of him. Many film crews have spent the night in that infamous house, trying to find something connected to Robert. People love the story. A scary doll that haunts other people. Who won't want to visit? No amount of films can capture the essence and fear that the real doll carries. Some say that the doll is cursed, while others say that he is a misunderstood spirit. Haunted or not, the doll is a legend and is widely known to all today. The story of Robert the doll is quite scary, and one can only hope and pray that the doll never escapes the box. I can imagine what would happen if the doll ever escaped. Many believe that Robert's evil powers and his existence lies in the one who originally gave it to Jean. Now, this is widely believed by many people that whoever created the doll is the one who has the power to control the doll. But if that was the case, according to me, if that was the case, wouldn't Robert die when the person who created him died? I mean, he's 118 years old. There's no way that the person who created him is still alive. Or even if it was not the maker or the creator of the doll, what about Jean? Why didn't Robert die or pass on when Jean died? And why did he start haunting Myrtle? Myrtle had no connection to Jean. And if he did haunt the house, if he was created to haunt that particular house, why is he still haunting people from far and wide while he is locked up in a glass case far away from the house? There are so many more questions like this, and none of them have been answered. I know you might be interested in some of the letters that Robert has been receiving. I have tracked down a few of the letters. There are thousands and thousands of letters, so I can't read out all the thousands of letters that he has received, but here are a few, so let's see what he has received. Dear Robert, I went to Key West in July 2016. I didn't come to see you because my family didn't want me to take a picture of you and risk being cursed. I didn't really believe that there was a curse, but I do now. I'm sorry for any disrespect. I respect you and your powers. Please forgive me and lift the curse from my family and I. I'm sorry for reading stories about you and looking at your photos without your permission. Please accept my sincere apologies. And if you see fit to forgive and end the bad luck, I would appreciate it, as would my family. Hello, Robert. I visited you in Key West on December 26, 2015. If you recall, I told you that I had a handful of lottery tickets and if I won something, I would let you know. The very next day, I got lucky and won some cash. Thank you very much for the good luck and wish you all the best in the new year. Dear Robert, I am writing this letter as an official apology for not asking permission to photograph you. I was so excited to finally see you, I completely forgot to ask your permission to take your photo. You remember, I did say sorry and thank you after I realized my grave error. It was my pleasure meeting you and I hope to see you in the future. Sorry once again for this mistake. There are a lot more letters like this. A lot more that are online. You can just go up, Google Robert's letters, and there are so many. People have been apologizing, asking permission, asking blessing from the doll for some good luck, and so much more. But is Robert really capable of all this? I would leave that to you. That's it for the day. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to follow me on social media, especially Instagram. The links are in my description box. You can also find the episode show notes on my website 3amfear.com. If you love reading thrillers, you can now check out my free ebook available on my website. Once again, thank you so much for being here today and see you next week. Have a great week and stay safe out there.